What is a man? By definition, a man is an adult human male. But what really is the idea of manhood? If you ask around, chances are that you will get a different definition from each person. In many cultures, manhood is proven by an act or a series of tasks. Throughout our history in America, the mixture of cultures in the series of the American Macho Man has driven our idea of manhood. Toxic masculinity is the idea that a real man must be strong and powerful. He must never cry and hide his emotions, and is a conqueror of work, women, and play. 75% of boys in the United States participate in organized and team sports, according to a 2008 report entitled, Go Out and Play, Participation in Team or Organized Sport. Could this be an example of toxic masculinity, or the start? But others may say the opposite, that the ideal man shows his power from being a family man, volunteers and cares for his community, and above all, shows love and respect to his mate. What is the truth? When America was a young nation, the need to survive, show strength, and be able to create a family dynamic that would advance the basic lifestyle of living in new towns or on farms was a desired ideal of manhood. But so much has changed with the times. The backwoods mountain man would argue that men are becoming soft and weak and need to man up, while the other ones in suburban Los Angeles will argue that they are accepting and changing with the times and that they aren't a part of toxic masculinity. The question is, which one is it? Which one makes a man? Both claim that they are right and are a positive to society, but these are two sides to one thing, two extremes. In reality, you shouldn't be one, you should be both. According to Rebecca S. Hiss, who has a background of evolutionary biology, says, you can't be brave and courageous without being vulnerable and vulnerability. It comes in the willingness to step back from the hunter mentality dominated by competition and aggression. It comes by way of exploring and developing skills that in previous times been associated with weakness, empathy, listening, actively participating in home life, skills that each of us as humans possess, and yet ones that have been relegated for too long to one gender or the other. Also, from Jonathan P. Higgins, who has a doctorate in educational justice, my definition of being a man challenges me to speak openly and honestly about my thoughts and feelings. It's relearning how to speak from a truly genuine and unapologetic place. Honestly, the world needs both right now. We need our Fred Rogers and our Paul Bunyans. We can take something from each of these two extremes and turn it into something. Don't think a man as a man. Think a man as a human. Men need to be able to cry on a shoulder and not be ashamed of it. Men need to be able to take care of his wife and kids and make sure that they are safe. Men should be able to seek help and not be judged for it. Men should be able to do what they need to do to protect the things they love. So I ask the question again, what defines a man? Or better yet, what makes a man? These questions do not have an answer. You can't find these answers in a book. The truth is, it is up to you to find it. Take personal experience with a little bit of expectations, and you will see the man you ought to be. Good luck, men.